of everyone. We are sitting, starting the Siman of Siman Ayin Tes. After seeing the last few Simanim, we saw the halachas of Tzoa in front of you and the halachas of Meir Raglayim in front of you. Now we know it is usher to read in front of those what exactly this is, the Reis, the Rabbanan. Now we are going to get into the nitty-gritty of what happens if it is in front of you, how far you have to be marchik from these things. So now a couple of things. Just as an introduction, you see over here in the Beralacha, they have a Gdom over here of the Prima Gadim, which is very, very lengthy. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but a couple of very important things just to understand the upcoming Siman. He really is an introduction till the end of Kriyat Shema, with going through all the different 10 different things that are going to come up in the upcoming Simanim. Now, just go back, just to understand, based on the Psukim. The Psukim are found in Parshas Ki Tse. It's also the Psukim of Erva and the Psukim of Tzoa and Meir Raglayim. It's all coming from the same area in Parshas Ki Tse. And we'll see in a moment that they might be very, very much intertwined. It says over here, when they go out to Milchama, you need a certain dignity inside the Machna, even in the time of war. You should have a spade, you should have a shovel in the Machna, and we have to go to the bath. You have to dig a hole, and then cover up your bathroom material. Ki Hashem Elokecha Mishalich Bikarv Mechanecha, is the Kodesh Baruch Hu is traveling in your Machana. Latzilcha Latelai Vechla Vanecha V'yam Mechanecha Kadosh. And your Machana has to be Kadosh. Below your Rabbecha Yervas Davar V'sham Mecharecha. You see it's all together in the same pasuk over here. And with that in mind, we can get through now what we're talking about over here. The introduction over here, if you look at the Aleph over here in the Beralacha. Number one, we're going to go through three important kolayim. Number one is Tzoa Miacharav Min Etzayim Toch Dal Amas. If you have the Tzoa in your vicinity, within Dalad Amas of your, we're right now talking only within Dalad Amas. Aser Min HaTorah Likros Kriyatcha Lipalo Daber Dovir Torah. It's Aser Min HaTorah to read Kriyatcha, to Davin, and to speak Dovir Torah Oluvarach Shum Bracha. Mishum Shinemar Vayamachanecha Kadosh. This is from the apostle you just read. Vayamachanecha Kadosh teaches you that you cannot say Dvar Shem Kedush in front of these things. Fine. And then, look at Beis. Tzoa milafanav, if the tzoa now is in front of you. The halacha is marchik malo einav, you got the marchik malo einav, as far as your eyes can see, as we saw earlier on. Upli bizar Rasha Rasha. This is a very important machlok between the Rush and the Rashba. Where do we know? Why is it usher to be kov kore kriyat shema malo einav? We know it's usher. But why is it usher? So very important. The Rashba over here, a big kid of Rashba, sover. Dilav develo yechabe ervas davar, koi nami atzoa. When we put lo yerebecha ervas davar, that's talking about seeing, even though it's talking about erva, since it's in the same pasuk of Vayamachanecha Kadosh, the Rashba applies that Yol Yira also goes on Vayamachanecha Kadosh, and therefore it's also shayach to the Tzoa. And therefore, if he's a Yishchomra, according to that's the reason why you cannot see things, because the Lo Yerbecha Ervas Davar doesn't only talk about a woman who's not dressed seriously, but it's also talking about the Tzoa. Well, according to this, there's a certain chumra, dafilu becheder achar, even if it's in a different rishus, even if it's not in your machana, it's in a different rishus, nevertheless, you could see it. Kol sheroa uta asar min haTorah. As long as you could see the tzoa, it is going to be asar min haTorah, kamo be'erva. The one yotzi in a closet we saw earlier on, if it's going to be covered, then it says v'chisizetzeyasech. If it's covered, then it's not there. But if you could see it, and it's not covered, it's just in a different rishus, it's in a different room, and then it's still going to be usher to read. The chutz l'dal az asher b'toch kamal yenav. Here, kol shorot to asher min haTorah kamo be'erva. V'kula adi b'derashma. But there's a kula according to the Rashba. The chutz l'dal amos. Ashu to betoch malayanov, here mutter kamoba erva. According to the Rush, just like we're learning at Lo Yerbecha Ervas Davar, we said by erva, here hur is going, mutter, you're allowed to think divrei Torah in front of erva. So too over here, he says, you're allowed to think divrei Torah if Yitzoa is just not in your dalat amos, it's just in your eyesight over there. That's going to be sheet to the Rush, we're going to come back to that later. However, according to the Rush, via Rush relay, the lag lo yerbecha kai raka erva v'lo atzah. The Rush goes with the pashup shat lo yerbecha v'lo atzah. It's only talking about erva. It's not talking about tzah. And in Cain, then why is it usher kimoli anav by tzah? Uvet tzah leka rak iser mishum achanecha kadosh. In Cain, kula la Rush. According to the Rush, it's still usher kimoli anav, but according to the Rush, as long as it's not in your machane, it's going to be mutter. The becheder acher abu bisharoto mutter. If it's in another room, even though you can see it, it's not totally necessarily seen, therefore it's going to be mutter. Mitam de Gali Krad the Bishus Acheres Lav Machanecho. Because we have psukim that explain that if it's not in your Rishus, then it's not considered your Machane. Umad Aser Bechader Echel Lefana Kamali Einav. Who out Mitam Iser Drabon. And the reason why it's Aser Mikamali Einav. Then according to the Rosh, either it's only an Iser Drabonan. Oh, gamina Torah, or you could say it's an aser derasa, daraisa, the kosher roa tolafanav kemali enav bichlal chaniyah huva aser. Even though it's not considered your machane, it's still considered chaniyah huva aser. It's still considered your machana as long as you could see it. It's still considered part of your machana. Generally, we say Dalet Amos is your machana, but as long as you could see it, if it's in the same reshus, you're all outside together. It's not in a separate room, then it's still considered your machana, and therefore it's still aser midoraisa. So according to Rush, we have a savik is this din of mole einav aser midoraisa or only aser midorabanan. Okay, and the last thing is gimel, and that is over here. What about? Sorry, not in gimel, in zayin. Hashvi. If you go all the way in the middle, it says Hashvi. Reach Rosh Yeshlo Iker. A Reach Rav that comes from Soa and things like this. Something that comes, a bad smell that comes from something that is Usher in itself. Reach Rosh Yeshlo Iker. Havi Kitsoa Mina Torah. It has the din of Tsoa Mina Torah. Okay, Tsarkli Strachik Milachov Dalet Amos. As opposed to what's Reach Rosh Ainlo Iker? That's if someone passes gas. Someone passes gas, that's Reach Ra Sheainlo Iker. Coming from the body, it's not coming from the tzoa. Therefore, over here, if it's coming from the tzoa, it's aser midaraisa to read Kriyat Shema and just by smelling it. With that in mind, let's see over here. See Aleph. Haytatzoas adam miachorof. If you have tzoa of a person that is behind you, saying tzoas adam because we're talking about tzoas behemoth at a different time. If you have tzoas adam miachorof from behind you. You have to go Dalet Amos away from the place where the Reach ends, because it's the Reach itself is Aser D'Oraisa. You have to go Dalet Amos away from the Reach, like we learned earlier. Even if he has a sickness that he can't smell, he has no sense of smell. Nevertheless, you still have to be Marchik Dalet Amos from the place that smells for someone who smells. You go after the average person. And if the average person would be able to smell it over here, he would have to be marchik from that area, Dalet Amos. That's the din. So there's an objective din over here. Umilafanov. And if it's in front of you, tzarech laharchik, male einav, you have to be marchik, the distance it is, then as long as you can see it, it's still going to be aser. Afilu b'layla, even if it's nighttime where you can't see it technically right now, but if it was a daytime, you would be able to see. Oshu husuma, or he's blind. Once again, it's an objective din, and therefore, if a regular seeing person could see it, therefore you're going to go after a average person's sight, and therefore it's still going to be usher for him to go ahead and read. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if cut and dalit, afilu b'layla, okay. Aser leimar afilu b'layla kriyat shmo shar kol dar shekdush levnei abatim ki derech liot sham tzoa v'kol sheim l'chatzar. Any place you were to assume there is a good chance there is tzoa, you'll be aser for you to read kriyat shmo even at nighttime. Just because nighttime you don't see it, then it's still going to be aser. Okay, and Sifkat and Gimel goes back to all the machlokas Rash Barash. Now we saw earlier on Kamali Enof. I am from Yehuda Shikatov. Dilar Rashka Dafka Dibor Aser B'Toch Kamali Enof. According to the Rashi, only to speak Divrei Torah is Aser Kamali Enof. You have a higher be Divrei Torah Mutter, but to think a Divrei Torah, it's going to be Mutter. Imu Chutz Adal Az Makol Shikala Reach Dumya. Two, lo yiracha be'elcha erva's dover. By erva, we said here her is going to be mutter. So to over here, it's going to be mutter. Ve'al rush, yesh la'ayim b'zeh. According to the rush, we have to look into this. To asher, d'aser min ha'torah mid'rabbanan. Perhaps it's still going to be aser min ha'torah mid'rabbanan. In terms of this machlokas rush rashba, how do we paskin? So the be'elacha later on. On the next page on 224, Dear Masal of Al-Rashba, he brings down a stira between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "But Beis Yosef mashma d'likar alacha tasvid l'kar rush." According to the Beis Yosef, it's mashma that he paskins the rush. But when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, "Umidiver Shulchan Aruch shemitzadi yoter l'Rashba," it sounds like he's more sadi mitzad like the Rashba. Look cool over here in this shaila of Hirhor. And therefore, he says at the end, he says over here, "B'chayot mashad u'sfeika didina v'chinachon." In the end of the day, we leave it as a suffix. In halacha, we go like the Rashba or like the Rush. So you have to take each individual case individually to see how we're going to pass and how we're going to handle each case individually. Okay, so that is the din a little bit over here. Now, we said over here that it is an objective din of Reach. Okay, however, if someone is going to, let's say if someone has a super smell, okay, he's a super duper smell, or he has super eyesight, what's going to be the din over there? So, says Beralacha Dir Masel Oshu Suma. He says Pasha the Suma Tzarech L'Shar Kamali Inav Adaram Beino. He goes after the average person. Ushara Nashim. The rest of the people who do see Belayla Shein Roa L'Chor Tzarech L'Chor Tzarech L'Shar Lefi Ria Social Yom. He's going to go according to his eyesight that he would be able to see during the day. Imeshtal Ria Gedola or Katana. Whether he has very good super duper eyesight or he has not such good eyesight, he's going to go according to his eyesight, not the average person's eyesight. Okay, so if he doesn't smell at all, or he doesn't see at all, you go after the average person. But if he does see, and he does smell, he just doesn't have such good sense of smell, he doesn't have a good sense of eyesight, so he doesn't have good eyesight, then he is still going, he's going to go after his vision, he's going to go after his smell, and not the average person. And he says over here, Vidaot, he should know vait, it's not good enough just to turn his face. He'd have to turn his whole body around to make sure that now it's behind him or to the side of him, like we'll learn soon. But it's still going to be considered in front of him, even if he closes his eyes. And even if he goes ahead and turns his head, he would have to go ahead and turn his body for it not to be considered so lefanav. The reign of Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, in the end of the Krach, Dibur Masel HaReach, he talks over, what if there's a bad smell, but you spray some air freshener? What's going to be over there? What's going to be in the case of air freshener? So we're obviously talking about if the tzoa is there. If the tzoa is in front of you, obviously that's not a shiloh, because it's going to be usher because of the tzoa. Not only the smell, there's a tzoa that's the problem, there's a smell that's the problem. The deodorizer is only going to take care of the smell. So there are poskimos holds that deodorizer doesn't get rid of the smell, it just covers up the smell, therefore it's still going to be usur. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal does not pask like that. He says over here, Mitair Avir, if you have an air fresherizer, Hamunea Reach Ram Mutulig Amre, then it's going to be Mutter Vafila Reach Sheishlo Iker. Okay, as long as the tzoa is not around you, it'll get take care of the smell that will help for over here. So if it's going to be a bad smell coming, and you could spray something that's going to neutralize the smell, then that is going to work over here to get rid of the smell, and you'll be mutter to say brachos and the like in front of it. Okay, now, what's considered in your line of vision? What's considered in your line of vision that's going to be ushered to read? Okay, a lot of things in your line of vision, to the side a little bit. What's going to be, says the Mishnah Berurah, cotton, hey? It says, the cut of a chayad, about six lines down. Any you think you'd see in your regular line of vision without turning your head to the right or to the left, that's considered in front of you. That's all considered in front of you, and therefore it's all, even though it's in the periphery a little bit, as long as you don't have to go ahead and turn your head, it is still going to be considered in front of you, and it still have to be marchik from it. Kamale enough. Says the Roman. Sorry, we just didn't finish the last line of the Mechaber. If it's on the side, dino kimalacharof. If it's on the side of you, that means you would have to turn your head in order to see it. That's a din of like it's behind you, and therefore you only have to be dalad almost away from the smell. It wouldn't be a din of mali einav. That's the psak of the mechaber. Then the Rama says like this: shliatzir baramid palol. If there's a shliatzir davening in the shul, vitzol bebeis kinesis, and they find out that someone went to the bathroom in the beis kinesis. Child went to the bathroom in the saw in the beis kinesis. Oh, bebeis to mispal sham, or they're diving and saying a beis havel or a house minion. They're diving the minion in the house, and they find out there's saw there. Afilu lacharav, even if it's behind the shliach tzibur, right now the shliach tzibur is doing chazaras hashas. So therefore, he's really the only one davening right now. Nevertheless, bechola bayis tzarich lishtok ad shiyotzianu. You have to stop the tefillah until they remove the tzah. You have to tzarich lishtok ad shiyotzianu. You have to be quiet until they remove the dung. Why? Since he's being motzi the rabbim yidei chavasim, which is the whole din in Chazar Shas, is really motzi the rabbim yidei chavasim. But definitely people are going to be answering amen. And some people maybe are being yotzi through the shiyat zibar. And it has to be that someone is within the dalet amos of the smell of the tzoa or the tzoa itself. Therefore, we're going to make the chazan start daven until they go ahead and take out the tzoa. Find the comments of Simon Sadi, v'chule. So over here, once again, you're going to go back to the denim of, if he's yotz, if he has to go back, where he's going to, the chaz is going to have to go back to, if he has to be shock at a league more school, go back to yesterday's din again, the same thing like we learned other times. So that is the denim over here, once again, just to flesh out, soa, asr midoraisa, dalet amos from the smell, also asr midoraisa. Full line of vision as a machlokas Rashba holds it's also midaraisa. The Rash holds that perhaps the daraisa, perhaps the rabban, we have a suffix within the Rash. But the Bechomik, right, that's always the midalach. So in front of you, you're going to have to be marking kamali, and you don't smell it, you just see it, it's still going to be usher to say dvarish, because you'd have to turn your body completely around. within Daled Amos, even if it's behind you, on your side of you, within Daled Amos, the smell, it's also going to be usur to go ahead and read Kriyat Shema. We'll get to the Lach L'mais in terms of when it's in different Rishus. That's going to be the Hemshech over here in Siman Ayin Tes. Adkan for today.